rebound brought in by K-Pack. And we reached the end of the third quarter with a 17-point lead for Harbor Beach, 44-27, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Harbor Beach with the possession to start this fourth quarter, leading by 17 points, 44-27, right down to Smiglinski at the right block against Boers. Pump fake, off the glass, in for two. Smiglinski has 10 points. Mason Yon and Trevor Boers each with 19 through three quarters. Boers had all 9 points for K-Pack in that third quarter. Here comes the double team. Boers picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Back out to Helmuth. Gets a screen from Boers. Helmuth for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound Mason Yon for Harbor Beach. Mason Yon goes off his knee as he went up for the layup in transition. Out of bounds, it'll be K-Pack ball.
That was a nice defensive play by Jacob Sawyer. Somehow he picked his pocket.
K-Pack had one rebound in that third quarter, John.
Well, we're getting a lot of shots. Only nine in the quarter, and they hit three of them. 33%, which is an improvement. But Harbor Beach, they went 5-for-10, 50%.
Harbor Beach with 23 rebounds, K-Pack with 13. As the out-of-control layup from the opposite side from Helmuth is no good. Rebound to Harbor Beach. 46-27, excuse me, largest lead of the night for Harbor Beach. After that, Smiglinski make about a minute ago.
Feed into Smiglinski.
Smiglinski again, but it's going to be stolen away by K-Pack's number 23, Jacob Sawyers. That's the first turnover for Harbor Beach in the second half. Rebound still loose, and it's into the hands of Helmuth when all said and done. That's the first offensive rebound for K-Pack since the second quarter. Boers puts it off the glass, in for two. He has 21 in all the scoring for K-Pack in the second half.
And that was good work by the K-Pack Chiefs, all of them, because they kept that ball alive for Trevor.
Boers with 21, 11 in the second half. 46-29, 6:15 left in the fourth. Mason Yon back to Parker Yon, top of the key, being guarded by Sawyers. Now Kadar has it against Montney to Parker or Mason Yon, the right wing extended. Now to Parker Yon in the corner, down to Smiglinski, one-on-one with Boers. Dribbling, reverse Mike, and this one's too short. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, and can't get to fall, but he's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. Trevor Boers can't believe it. That'll be Trevor Boers' second personal foul, team's fourth. So this puts Evan Smiglinski at the free throw line, shooting two. He has 10 points. Historically not the greatest free throw shooter, as expect a 6'6" big man. He rattles home the first one, in spite of myself.
When it's going in, it's going in.
Harbor Beach, what shot, 50% in that second, in the third quarter?
Yes.
Wow.
But more importantly, even at the foul line, they are just really killing it tonight.
Smiglinski had just one missed free throw for Harbor Beach in this game. Smiglinski goes 2-for-2. So Nathan Seaman checks in, replaces Evan Smiglinski. Some solid minutes there. Smiglinski with all 4 points for Harbor Beach in this quarter. It's now back out to that 19-point lead, 48-29, both teams. Harbor Beach with 4 points, K-Pack with two in this quarter already. 5:45 left in regulation, Harbor Beach 48, K-Pack 29. Helmuth dribbling down the right side of the lane, and there's going to be a body check against Devin Puff. He's calling for his own foul. And that'll be Puff's first and team sixth. So K-Pack in the bonus for the remainder of the game, which would be 5 minutes and 41 seconds pending overtime on top of that. Back out to Sawyers on the inbound, and he traveled with it before he moved to the free throw line. That's the seventh turnover for K-Pac this evening. Harbor Beach with just four. Parker Young to Devin Puff breaks the press from K-Pac. And there's the trap to Kadar at the top of the key to the left wing to Parker Young. Wide open at the right block is Nathan Seaman, and he makes it count. He has two, and now it's a 21-point lead for Harbor Beach, 50-29. 5:21 left in the fourth quarter. 4-3, right wing. This one's off the mark from Sawyers. Rebound brought in by the much shorter Puff against Bors. And here comes Harbor Beach. Mason Yon over to Parker Yon. Left wing back to Mason Yon. Slowing things down. 5:05 left in regulation. A 21-point lead. Largest of the night for Harbor Beach. It was a 14-point lead at the half. They've extended out seven more points in the second half. 50-29. Mason Yon dribbling at the top of the key against Barker. Dribbling to his left. Now to his right to Dylan Kadar. He has Sawyers on him. Back to Mason Yon, dribbling down to the right corner, dribbles all the way back out, jump stop, and Barker gets his hand on it, and it goes out of bounds right at midcourt. It'll be Harbor Beach ball, opposite side of your radio.
Right now, the clock is the enemy of the Pirates, and all they have to do is just avoid the corners, keep that ball moving.
And that's where they're going.
Yeah.
Dylan Kadar to...
That was over and back, my friends.
That should have been, yes. But they get into the backcourt. Devin Puff to Parker Yon, left wing. Slowing things down still, dribbles back out. 50-29, 4:24 left in the fourth. Mason Yon is going to be fouled by Barker right at midcourt as he body checked him as well. So this will be Hank Barker's third, team's fifth. So one more foul to give for K-Pac before Harbor Beach will be shooting free throws.
I've got to hand it to Barker. He has really played a whale of a ball game defensively.
Yes, he has. Good free throw shooting from both squads tonight so far. Mason Yon back out to Dylan Kadar. 4:10 left in regulation. Back to Mason Yon against Barker. And good defense again from Barker. Mason Yon dives down the right side of the lane. The floater's up and falls with the finger roll. In for two. Mason Yon has 21, and it's out to a 23-point lead. 52-29. Bors puts it up, and he is going to be fouled by Parker Yon at the right block. He was shuffling his feet when he went up for the charge. And this will put Bors at the free throw line 4-2. 52-29. Bors trying to change that with 3:55 left in the fourth quarter. This will be Parker Yon's third personal. First free throw is good from Bors. He has 22 points, leading all scorers. Mason Yon has 21. Seventh team foul for the Pirates. Bors' second free throw. This one's short. Rebound, Devin Puff for the Pirates. Fourth defensive rebound of this quarter. 26th of the night. Dylan Kadar back on to Mason Yon.
Bad plays.
Double team there. Over to Devin Puff. Back to Mason Yon. 3:40 left in the fourth. Over to Dylan Kadar, right wing. Trying to go for the double team. Over to the left wing to Devin Puff. Puff dribbles. Back to Mason Yon. About 4 feet from midcourt. There's the double team. Goes around it. And down to the right block. Parker Yon is going to be blocked from behind. And he'll be fouled and sent to the line for two shots. The K-Pac crew that came to the game, they can't believe it. This foul will go against number 23, Jacob Sawyers. That's his second, team sixth. So both teams in single bonus. Parker Yon at the free throw line. Shooting two. Has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 3 points and six rebounds. 52-30, trying to extend this 22-point lead out. First free throw, this one's off the back of the iron, no good. Substitution K-Pac, Casey Bullard checks back in, replaces number 22, Joey Montney. It's out there for Harbor Beach right now. We have Devin Puff, Dylan Kadar at the free throw line shooting his second. That'd be Parker Yon. Mason Yon and Nathan Seaman rebounding, awaiting the free throw here. 52-30. 22-point lead. Check that, 23-point lead as Parker Yon makes his second one. He now has 4 points, and Harbor Beach out to a 23 lead with 3:23 left in the fours quarter, 53-30. Bors against Parker Yon over to the left corner for Barker for three. This one's airmailed. Rebound brought in by Seaman, and as they feed it over to Mason Yon, Barker fouls him. That'll be Barker's fourth, team seventh, so we walk the length of the court. And this puts Mason Yon at the free throw line shooting 1-1. He has 2-for-2 from the free throw line, both on and ones tonight. For Mason Yon, leading by 23 points.
Not fair. didn't have to work for these